Guys, thanks for having us out, and congratulations on being selected to Firefly Music Festival. It's pretty awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So which one of you wants to tell me, how did you guys get selected, and you know, did you apply for it, or did they just kind of contact you and let you know you'd been
We didn't really apply. I guess maybe we did through like Sonic Bids or something. Okay. But our friend Brianna Hansen just messaged us and said that she got asked for like a short list of local bands that she knew, and she had been involved with getting New Sweden on the bill last year. Right. And so she sent them our name along with a couple other bands, and whoever it was at Firefly that went through the list liked us, so they contacted us and let us know that they wanted us to play.
Awesome. So which one of you found out first that you'd been selected?
It was me.
Okay. Yeah. And your first reaction was?
I texted all my buds and was like, guess what, guys? No, I was really excited. Andrew and I did it last year with Mean Lady O, and so did Sam. So,
right, yeah.
I just like knew it was going to be an awesome time. Last year when we got off the stage, like that's all I could think about is, man, I hope I get to do this with Fiance. So we are all really excited about it.
Okay, so who here is a first timer at Firefly performing?
Me and Jeff.
Okay. Yeah. Your reaction to hearing about it, and what are your expectations for Firefly? I mean, have you been to the festival? I mean, not to play, but have you been there as a fan?
Yeah, I mean, I remember going last year and hanging out with these guys and wanting. Again, just like Octi said, like wanting that to be us, to have that experience, because I feel like it would really translate really well.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much likewise. Right. I mean, kind
of. Pretty stoked.
Pretty stoked.
Right on. Awesome. So, Fiance, why that name? Why did you guys choose that name? Who came up with it? What's the story behind it?
Tyler.
Are any of you guys engaged?
No.
Okay.
No. No. It's simple.
Okay.
And it's not too cheesy, I suppose. And it just ended up, I don't know, it's a one-word thing. It's not a the something, so that really boosted things, I suppose. I don't know, it's hard because we needed a name, we needed something to go under, and it seemed to fit.
We liked it because people get it confused with Beyonce, and they also get it confused with finances. We get called finances sometimes.
Finance, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the plan for Firefly? Have you guys talked about what you're going to play? Is it going to be all of your original stuff? Are you going to do any covers? Do you know how much time you have?
I know we've got 45 minutes.
Okay.
So that's probably about 7 or 8 tunes. And what are we going to play? I mean, we've been working on a new record, so we've got a lot of new stuff that will probably debut there. And we've also got an EP that came out last year, so there's like some old good ones.
Cool.
Yeah, just a mix. I guess we have so many songs worked out live right now that we can kind of pick and choose.
It'll be all original, though.
Yeah, it's all original, yeah.
Okay, cool. Right. Are you guys getting paid for Firefly?
We are getting paid.
Going to be spent on booze that day.
Okay, yeah, awesome. And it'll be
so enough to cover the alcohol.
Yeah. Enough to cover the booze for sure.
Right, cool. Where are you guys staying? Are you camping? You have a hotel? What's going on there?
I think we're camping.
We're building a yurt, and we brought
like, nice, awesome
birds and sheep. And
like, excellent. Very organic of you. It's green. Very nice. Good idea. Nice. Do you know what time and what day you're performing?
We play. I guess. I don't know if they've released this information yet.
Okay.
By the time this goes out, I'm sure they will have. We play on Friday at 1 o'clock on the Forest Stage.
Okay. And have you guys played a daytime festival before?
Yeah, but nothing of this magnitude before.
Okay. But in terms of playing to like a daytime audience and that kind of crowd, that kind of vibe, that's something that won't be any kind of difficulty for you guys.
I mean, just with our experience last year, it was like, even though it's in the daytime, it doesn't feel like playing to a daytime crowd. You know, yeah. Those kids, especially by Friday at 1 o'clock, like they are hyped. It might as well be 1 o'clock in the morning.
Fair enough. Now, so for the guys who have not played Firefly, nervous at all about playing a big festival? What are your thoughts about getting in front of that many people?
Not really. I mean, you know, we practice a lot and, you know, really enjoy our songs. So, yeah.
Cool.
We've played to a pretty big crowd before. So.
I've asked a lot of bands over the years, what do you think Firefly can do for your career as a band? I mean, are you guys career-oriented, or are you just playing, having fun, and this is just going to be a fun gig, or do you look at this as an opportunity to, like, you know, meet and greet people, meet an agent, get a label, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah. I, like, really, I think it's just going to be a lot of fun. Okay. I mean, it's we're definitely career oriented, and we all want to make this our full time gig. But as far as Firefly, I mean, it's local, so it'll get our name out there to like probably a lot of people that have never seen us before. But I don't expect it to like land us like the next big record deal. Okay, either.
Gotcha. And Sam, for you, I mean, you've played before, so you know, are your expectations different for Firefly, or?
No, that kind of set the stage for this year. Just last year was so exhilarating, and I'm really looking forward to that again. I think it'll be equally as exhilarating.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know.
I think at this point we've experimented with enough where we know everybody knows like the drink level that they can get up to before it's too much to go on stage.
Except
for maybe Jeff. But honestly, like a beer or two can really make playing on stage to especially that many people a lot easier.
Can make it a break.
But then but four beers can make it a lot tougher. So you just have to like watch yourself and know.
Right.
We definitely like don't take it lightly. It's not like we're playing like a house show to our friends and we're going to get hammered. Like
right.
We want to do as good of a job as we can. So, you know, it's funny when we played last year, at least Sam and I and Andrew, it was like, even though we played to like, and I wonder how many people were there, maybe like 1,000, 1,500 people when we played. And even though there were so many people, it's like so many friends and family come out. It's so easy to pick out like a familiar face that it's like, that's almost like what you focus on, you know? Like my friend Brett was screaming like for me to bum him a cigarette the whole time I was on stage. So it's such a hometown show for us that even though it's a bunch of people we've never met and maybe have never heard our music, I think we'll be pretty relaxed because we're going to know so many people there anyway.
Right. You'll have so many fans there, it'll make it feel like
it's
another gig.
It's
super loud. Like, I don't know, I think that was something that was really bizarre to us. Like after we play a song, it was just like extremely loud.
Yeah,
it's
to like hear that many people like clap. Yeah, it's crazy. But this is like, you know, one out of every 10 concerts we play, we can actually hear ourselves on stage. Somebody does the monitor setup right, and this will be one of those concerts. So it's just, it makes the show that much better. You can really hear what you sound like. It gets you so much more pumped to be playing and like being there, you know? At least that's always how I feel. If I can't hear myself, I can't get into it nearly as much as if the sound is good. So yeah, it's definitely, it's good. It's good. I'm really pumped to be playing.
Mm-hmm. How far along is the new record?
It's pretty close. It should be. That's what I hear anyway. I hear that.
Anyone else want to field that question? I see a lot of smiles.
Yeah, Andrew,
how was it? Working on it.
I mean, enough stuff scratched off at this point.
That's
everything.
So it won't. Not something you'll have ready before Firefly.
Even if it's done, there's no way that we'd get a proper release for it before Firefly now. Yeah, we might be able to get a single out. I mean,
actually, we will. We'll have a single out.
Yeah, there you go, Andrew. We'll have a single out by then, for sure.
You know,
it's
documented now.
Cool. It's in the
monitor. Don't put that in.
We'll get a single out before then. We should be able to do that.
I actually put it in there, so we actually have
a deadline.